Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie Couric, and welcome to show number 548 of Nostalgia Radio Time. We've got the 4th of July upon us, so I thought it'd be fitting to play some Sounds of Summer, songs with the word summer in the title. And what better one to kick it off than Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer by Nat King Cole.
Roll out the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis, as cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be. Tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the car than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
From the summer of 1963, that was Nat King Cole kicking off our Sounds of Summer with Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send your request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, have one serviced, or maybe you'd just like to get more information on them or find some pictures of them, our good friends at the Wisconsin Antique Radio Club can help you with all that. Check them out on their website at warci.org or find them on their Facebook group as well. Going back to 1966 for a big seller from Frank Sinatra, here's Johnny Mercer's Summer Wind.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song And then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never. The summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Spread your wings until that morning. There's nothing can harm you. Yes, sweet daddy and mommy, standing by.
Going back to 1957 from their Verve album of Porgy and Bess, that was Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong with the Gershwin's Summertime. Next, we have a hit single from Andy Williams going back to 1960. It's In the Summertime.
In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, that's what you say when I want you. Then you laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green, and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Once upon a time, you used to smile and wave to me and walk with me, but now you don't, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time. My love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love.
In the summertime, when all the leaves are green,
in the summertime, I'll be blue all the time, 'cause you don't want my love.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling down the shady lane with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she'll hold yours, and that's such a very good sign that she's your Tootsie Wootsie, in that good old summertime.
Around about mid-July, you're under a bright and beautiful sky. Your lover comes near with a gallon of beer, the apple of every eye. My, how the time goes by. Under a willow tree, you kiss your girl so splendidly. She smiles unabandonedly late in the afternoon. The sun is as bright as a yellow balloon. The weather is easy, breezy and bright. The season feels good, feels right. When sharing it with a friend, golfing or fishing, you're bound to keep wishing summer never will end.
In a good old summertime, in a good old summertime, strolling jolly jolly down a shady lane with your babe in mind. You hold her hand and she's gonna hold yours. That's such a very good sign. You get the message that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summer. Everything's better in the summer. The good old happy summertime.
From his last studio album recorded 4 weeks before his death in 1977, that was Bing Crosby, our Bing Sings feature for the week within the good old summertime. Now we're going back to 1972, for a top 40 hit by Seals and Crofts, it's Summer Breeze on Nostalgia Radio Time.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, I care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through.
You left today and you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry. I could die. Leaves come tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some red, beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the tree, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer love. I'm like the poor leaf that swayed with the breeze. I thought that life was sweet. You are the sweet breeze that tried hard to please, then swept me off. Summer morning dew turns to frost. Leaves that once were new pay the cost. Beautiful to see, but reminding me
going back to 1967 from her Love album, that was Doris Day with A Faded Summer Love. Old song went back to 1931 and Bing Crosby recorded it that year. It's time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to December 3rd of 1948 and tuning into The Life of Riley starring William Bendix.
It's new. It's amazing. It's Prel.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Yes, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prel brings you The Life of Riley. Prel, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes, leaves hair more radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley, with William Bendix as Riley. Every father strives to bring his son up to be 100% American, but not Chester A. Riley. Riley strives to make his son a 200% American. So now we find Junior Riley on a pleasant Sunday afternoon being lectured on one of the fundamental principles of the American way of life, as Riley sees it. Namely, that the man who gets ahead does so on his own merit.
I'm shocked, Junior. I'm absolutely shocked.
But, Pa,
I never thought my own son would act like that.
But, Pa,
is this the way I brought you up?
No, Pop.
Now you go and do a thing like this. I'm sore, Junior. I'm really sore. I'm burning up. I'm speechless.
But, Pop.
I don't want to hear your excuses.
Oh, you're home, Riley. Where were you all afternoon?
Never mind where I was. Peg, ask your son where he was. I tell you, I'm so burned up, I'm speechless.
Yes, I know. I could hear you being speechless 2 blocks away.
Wait till you hear this, Peg. And you always said that Junior is the kind of a kid I was when I was a boy. Well, where do you think he was this afternoon?
Junior, you went to the burlesque show.
Oh, no, Mom. I was over at my math teacher's house.
Oh, well, what's so terrible about that, Riley?
He was raking her leaves, and ask him why.
Well, I still don't see the harm. I haven't been doing so well in math, and she lives over in the next block, so I figured if I could rake leaves for her, I'd stand a better chance of getting a good mark.
Bribery. Out and out bribery. Here I raise a boy, and I have hopes that someday he'll turn out to be a banker or a doctor or an engineer. And what do I get? A politician.
Now, wait, Riley, it isn't that bad. Just because he raked the teacher's leaves.
You don't understand, Peg. It ain't the teacher's leaves. It's the principal. For years, I've been telling him the only way to get ahead is to do it under your own steam. Merit, that's what counts. Not bribery, not pull or influence. Merit, that's all I care about. The principal.
Well, your father's right, Junior.
Besides, why couldn't he rake our leaves?
That's not the point. But what your father said before is true. That's not the way to get ahead in the world.
Well, it's one way.
But it's not the American way. Can you imagine me doing a thing like that?
Well, no, Pop.
Of course not. Look at my career at Stevenson Aircraft. Look at the way I started out there 10 years ago as an ordinary riveter. But I worked hard. I didn't use no pull. I didn't think up angles, because I knew that ability is the only thing that counts. And today, only 10 years later, look where I... Look at Henry Ford.
Oh, but gee, Pop, it can't do any harm to have a little pull.
Don't mean a thing. Not in the long run. Work. That's the secret of success. Work. That's what made this country great. We took it when it was nothing but a wilderness, and we worked and worked until we made it the richest country in the world.
But why are you one of the poorest men in it?
Because I haven't got any pull. I mean... go to your room, Junior.
Okay, Pop.
And work on your mathematics. That's the way you'll get ahead.
Okay, Pop.
I'm sorry I yelled, Peg, but that kid's got to learn.
You're right, dear. For once.
Like I said to Gillis only this afternoon. Gillis, I said...
Where were you this afternoon?
Over at my boss's house, fixing his roof.
Well, that's good. We can use the extra money.
You bet we can. Too bad we ain't getting any.
You're not.
Oh, no. I'm just doing him a favor. You see, there's an opening for a foreman's job at the plant, so I figured
Chester Riley, after the speech you just made to Junior, you have the nerve to stand there and tell me that you deliberately went to your boss's house to fix the roof just so you could get in good with him? How could you?
It was easy.
Oh, I can't understand you, Riley.
Let me explain, Peg. The boss happened to drop this remark about a leak in his roof, so Gillis offered to work on it. And being Gillis is my best friend, I offered to help him. Not that I care about the foreman's job. I just don't want Gillis to get it. You see?
You bet I see. Bootlicking, that's what it is. And what's more, the roof of this house has been leaking for 6 months. Why don't you fix that?
What for? The boss don't live here.
Oh, aren't you ashamed of yourself? Don't you feel like a hypocrite after that big lecture you gave Junior?
Don't use pull. Don't use influence. Work. Depend on your ability.
Well, my case is different.
Why is it different?
Well, I ain't got no ability. Thought you had me trapped, huh?
Hi there, Riley.
Oh, hi, Gillis.
What's the matter, pal? Did you get out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
I had an argument with Peg last night. You know what she said to me?
How should I know? I ain't the type person goes snooping around at night, eavesdropping on his next-door neighbor.
Well, she bawled me out for fixing the boss's roof with you. Boy, I told her off plenty.
You were right. After all, you ain't got no ability.
Gillis, you heard.
Accidental. I was out walking my dog and his leash got caught on your front doorknob. But believe me, pal, when I heard her rip into you, it sure burned me up. I was so mad, I
know, you were speechless.
Yeah.
But sometimes, Gillis, I wish you were earless, too.
You know, Riley, that wife of yours sure has got a lot of nerve making cracks about us helping out on our boss's roof.
But sure. After all, we got to think of our future.
Sure, we want to get ahead.
We got families to think of.
Yeah, we're doing it for our family.
Let them call us hypocrites. Let them say we're bootlickers and toadies and boss lovers. Oh, Gillis, she was right. I ain't fit to associate with human beings.
Yeah, I ain't fit to associate with human beings neither.
We just have to go around with each other.
I'm ashamed. A body without a soul. What's the use living when you lose your self-respect?
Wait a minute, Gillis. We got a chance to get it back.
Yeah, how?
We're going to give that conniving Stevenson who tricked us into working for nothing a bill.
That's it, Riley. Then we'll be men again.
Yeah.
I'll make it out right now.
Yeah, here's
yeah,
a pencil.
Yeah, yeah. To Mr. Carl Stevenson, Esquire.
Abbreviate that.
Yeah, I did. ESS. Oh. For professional services rendered. Ipso facto, fixing one roof.
What's the ipso facto for?
I don't know. I seen it on a bill somewhere.
Well, leave it in. It looks good.
Yeah. Fixing one roof. 4 hours at $3 per hour. Total, $12.
Double time for working Sundays.
Yeah, it makes $24.
Three Cokes consumed on the job.
But we took him out of his icebox.
Well, he don't know that. That makes a grand total of $24.15.
$24.15. Boy, I'm beginning to feel like a man again.
Certainly.
Riley.
Yeah?
You think maybe when the boss gets this bill, he'll blow his top and maybe fire us? Huh, Riley?
Well, let him. I don't care. I ain't afraid. And to prove it, give me that pencil, Gillis. I'll sign it. G-I-L-L-I-S. There.
You're right. And to prove I ain't afraid neither, I'm signing it, Riley. Give me that pencil. R-I-L-E-Y. Well, here we are, Riley. You got the bill?
Yeah, boy, I can hardly wait to see the look on Stevenson's face when we slap it on him.
Well, let's go in, Riley.
No, wait a minute, Gillis. Huh? Before we go in, you know, anything might happen in there with the boss, but I want you to know that no matter what happens, I'm sticking with you to the end, pal.
And I'm sticking with you, pal.
And this ain't just talk, Gillis. Actions speak louder than words. So, here, pal.
Hey, this is a ticket for the USC Notre Dame game tomorrow.
Well, I have two. I got them from Babs' boyfriend. He's a sub on USC. Here, take it. It's yours, pal.
Riley, you're doing this for me?
Certainly.
Why, they're all sold out. You can get $15 for this ticket.
Yeah, I know. But with me, friendship comes first. So I'm letting you have it for $14.
Thanks, pal. And if I forget to give you the dough, remind me on payday.
Oh, now, Gillis.
And keep on reminding me every payday. Well, let's go in and face the enemy.
Yeah, together, like buddies.
Yeah, and we ain't gonna crack on a fire.
No, sir, we ain't retreating an inch.
Well, this is it, buddy. 0 hour.
Yeah, we're going over the top.
I'm with you, soldier.
Forward, march! Hit, two, three, four.
Riley. Hey, wait, you two. Where are you going? Wait! Halt! When did you two get drafted?
Millie, we're here on business.
Yeah, serious business. We want to see the boss.
We'll come back some other time. He's in a bad mood. He's going over the cost sheet.
Well, we're in a worse mood. Tell him we're here.
But, Riley, I'm warning you. Yes, Mr. Stevenson?
Millie, what's this $8 item here against transportation?
Oh, that was Albertson in the machine shop. He went down to Santa Monica to pick up that box of special rivets, and he took a taxi.
Oh, he did he? Taxis. What am I running here, a resort? Since when do the buses stop running? Everybody around here thinks I'm made of money. Fire Albertson.
You heard Gillis.
I heard.
Any other guys hearing that would turn yellow.
Yeah, but not you, right?
You neither, Gillis.
Yeah. Don't think for one minute that I still ain't got the guts to walk in it.
I believe you, and don't think I ain't got the guts to do it.
I believe you, too.
Well, now that we've proved it, we can tear up this bill.
Yeah, well, after all, it's not the money. It's the principle.
Yeah, let's get out of here, pal.
Millie.
Yes, Mr. Stevenson.
I don't see a voucher here for those football tickets.
I couldn't get them, Mr. Stevenson. All sold out. Shall I try the speculators?
No. I'm not spending $40 for two football tickets. Keep on trying the stadium.
He expects miracles. You boys want to be made foreman? Get him a couple of tickets for tomorrow's game.
Foreman? Is that a fact,
foreman? Is that a fact?
Well, he'd be very grateful.
Are you coming, Riley?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Two tickets, huh? Not one. Yeah, come on, Gillis.
What? Oh, yeah. I'm coming. Two tickets, huh? Not one.
Nah, see you later, Millie. Come on, Gillis. Gillis.
Riley, no.
No!
You double-crosser. I know what's going on in your mind.
You Welcher, I know what you're up to. You want me to sell you my ticket?
You want me to sell you my ticket?
Well, don't you worry. I'll get it.
You'll have to fight for it.
Oh, so it's a fight you want. Okay with me. No Riley ain't afraid of no Gillis.
And no Gillis is afraid of no Riley. Choose your weapon.
I will. My son, Junior, against your son, Egbert. 10 rounds to a decision.
It's a deal. When?
My backyard.
When?
Right now. And when my Junior knocks out your Egbert, that'll prove the kind of a yellow rat you are.
Prell will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment.
There's radiance for you in Prell Shampoo.
Yes, there's radiance for you in Prell Shampoo. Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. That's because Prell gives your hair a radiance you never knew was there. Leaves your hair more radiant than any soap, shampoo, cream, or liquid. For you see, Prell simply cannot leave a dulling soap film to hide the true highlights of your hair, as so many ordinary shampoos do. Instead, Prell uncovers the natural brilliance of your hair, leaves it radiantly soft, radiantly smooth, radiantly lovely. And with Prell, there's no telltale dandruff to mar that look of loveliness. For Prell removes such dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Yes, Prell leaves your hair radiantly beautiful and radiantly clean. Easy to manage, too. Your hair curls easier and holds that curl so long. So don't let ordinary soaps hide the beauty of your hair. For glorious radiance, try Prell.
P-R-E-L-L, Prell Shampoo.
Try Prell. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Well, Riley, what are you doing home so early? Riley, what's the matter?
What's up, Pa?
You look so wild.
You bet I'm wild. I'm raging.
Well, what happened?
A man can only take so much and that's all.
What are you raving about?
That no good double-crossing Gillis.
Oh, I thought he was your best friend.
Yeah, so did I. We've been pals for a lifetime, like two fountain pens. And then he squirts ink in my eye. But this time he went too far. This time he's gonna get his.
Now wait, Riley, I won't have you fighting Gillis.
Now you stay out of this, Peg. Sometimes if a man wants to save his self-respect, there's got to be a fight.
You'll get hurt.
No, I won't.
Oh, how do you know?
Because Junior's doing the fighting.
Who, me? I'm going to fight Mr. Gillis?
No, Egbert.
Riley, have you gone out of your mind?
But I like Egbert. He's my best friend. I don't want to fight him.
My own son, Yella.
Well, of all this is the most ridiculous. You have a quarrel with Gillis, and you want Junior to fight. Why don't you and Gillis fight?
Peg, fight? Me? With my weak arches? And poor Gillis with his low blood pressure? We got our families to think of.
So you get Junior and Egbert to fight.
Well, why stop there? Why not have me and Mrs. Gillis slug it out?
Would you?
I mean, listen, Peg, I got no time
You listen to me. This is the craziest thing I ever heard of. And if you think I'm going to let you do...
Peg, you don't understand. I got to get that football ticket.
Oh, what ticket?
The one I gave Gillis. He won't sell it back to me, but if I get it, then I'll have two to give to the boss, and then I'm a cinch to be made foreman.
Now, look here, Riley. You forget all this nonsense about fighting, and let's have a little peace and quiet around here.
Oh, okay, Peg, okay, I'll forget it. Must be some way to get that ticket.
Oh, will you stop?
If I could only trick him into it some way.
Riley, is it worth it?
How can I get him to... I got it. Peg, I got it. What a brainwave.
Riley, I won't stand for another one of
Wait,
your
brainwaves. You don't even know what it is yet. This is a great idea. Will you hear? I phone up Gillis, see?
Yeah, and then what, Pop?
I pretend that I'm Stevenson.
Stevenson?
Well, sure, I imitate his voice.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, sure I can. Listen... Hello, Stevenson speaking. How's that sound?
Sounds like you have a cold.
Oh, go on. It's a perfect imitation. Gillis will fall for it like a ton of bricks. I'll tell him I heard he has an extra ticket, and I'd appreciate it if he'd let Riley have it. He won't dare say no, and then I got him.
It'll never work, Riley.
Oh, no, watch. Nobody but me could think of a stunt like this.
You answer, honeybee. I'm busy thinking. How can I get that ticket from Riley?
Hello?
Hello? I'd like to speak to Gillis, please.
Just a minute. It's for you, Jimsy.
Who is it?
It's Riley. Sounds like he has a cold.
Riley, what does he want? I don't want to talk to him. Hang up. No, wait. I just got an idea. What an idea! What an idea!
What, Jimsy?
Hello? Hello?
Hold the wire.
I'll talk to him, all right, but I'm going to pretend I'm Stevenson. I'll say I'm visiting Gillis, and I'll order him to give his ticket to Gillis. You get it?
Oh, Jimsy, that's clever.
Watch me operate.
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
This here is Stevenson. Who is this?
This is Stevenson, too.
I said this is Stevenson.
Yes, this is Stevenson.
I'm over here at Gillis's.
Ridiculous. How can I be at the Gillis's when I'm over here at the Riley's?
Look, this is Stevenson.
No, this is Stevenson.
Huh?
You phony.
You faker.
I'll never trust you again as long as I live.
Likewise, I'm sure.
What a life. You can't depend on nobody. In the end, your friends always let you down. Well, I learned my lesson. This is the last time anybody's going to let me down.
Would you care to bet?
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, I don't feel so good, Digger.
I don't say this to everybody, but see your doctor.
I don't need a doctor. I'm all mixed up in my mind. I think maybe I ought to see one of them psychiatrists.
Oh, nonsense. Too many people are running to psychiatrists these days. In our profession, we have a saying, the mind will take care of itself. Just look after the body.
Life is funny, Digger. The older you get, the more troubles you have. We don't have fun like we did when we were kids.
Ah, the carefree days of our youth.
Yeah, those were the days. Remember when we went on that picnic with those girls and we took your father's business vehicle without his knowing?
Yes, and we didn't know that old man McGillicuddy was still in the back. No. It was the first time in 40 years that old man McGillicuddy went out with girls. Oh, those were the days.
Yeah, now nothing but trouble.
Maybe I can help.
No, not unless you could let me have a ticket for tomorrow's game. If I had one, I could get promoted to foreman, I think. But they're all sold out. It's hopeless.
Oh, come, Riley. never say die, if you'll pardon the expression. Go to a speculator.
Yeah, but they want 20 bucks.
It's worth it to become foreman.
Well, yeah, sure, but I ain't got the dough.
I'll lend it to you. Here.
But I don't know when I can pay you back. Will you carry me?
Glad to. This isn't the first time I've carried you, and it won't be the last.
Oh, well, thanks, Digger, but you're sure you can spare it?
Well, of course. I've had a very good year. I've been piling up customers.
Yeah, gee, you've been in business a long time. I bet if all your customers were laid end to end...
They are. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Yes, Mr. Stevenson.
Any luck with the football tickets, Billy?
No, sir. But the speculators have...
No. I will not pay speculator prices. It's highway robbery. Just forget about it, Billy. I'm going home now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Millie, is the boss in? I gotta see the boss.
What about?
Oh, you'll never guess. Millie, you're looking at a new foreman.
What?
Look. 2 tickets for the boss for the big game.
Oh, I think he just left. I'll catch him at the elevator.
Good, good.
Hey, watch the switchboard for me, will you?
Yeah, leave it to me. I'll sit right here and take all the messages. Wait till that chump Riley finds out I put one over on him. Cost me 20 bucks, but it's worth it.
Millie, I gotta see the boss quick. I got him 2 tickets. Cost me 20 bucks, but it's worth it. Millie, didn't you hear me, Millie? Millie, you look different. You need a shave. Gillis! You weasel!
You double crosser!
Hello, boys.
Boss! I got 2 tickets. Look,
here's
the 50
tickets,
yard line, the best seats, and
wait,
there you
wait,
are.
Wait,
you
wait,
you
wait,
can
wait,
take the
bus.
You mean to tell me that you fellas each got me 2 tickets for the game?
Yeah.
This beats everything. I wanted those tickets to give you to show my appreciation for fixing my roof. And here you bring me 4 tickets. Well, I'll tell you what. Here, 1 for you, Riley. Huh? 1 for you, Gillis. And 2 for me. Naturally, I won't insult you by offering to pay for my 2, but I insist on paying for your 2.
Yeah, but...
No. I insist on paying whatever they cost you. How much?
Well, boss, if you...
Oh, here's the price right on the ticket. Huh? $360 apiece.
What?
Likewise.
There you are, Riley. $360. There you are, Gillis. Enjoy the game with my compliments. Well, have a nice weekend, boys. But don't be late for work on Monday. I just hired a new foreman. He's a tough baby. Well, have fun.
What a revolting development this is.
Rileys will return in just a moment. At the first sign of unsightly dandruff, it's time to do something. And that's when millions of folks all over America shampoo with Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Because Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. That fact was proven by a group of doctors. In case after case, even stubborn dandruff was controlled by only 2 Prel shampoos a week. Yes, Prel leaves hair radiantly clean. The first time you use it, radiantly lovely too, soft and smooth, easy to manage. So the next time you shampoo, ask for the Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Ask for Prel.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo, leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
You know, there's something wrong, Gillis. Now, let's try to figure this out once more.
Figure it out. Riley, for Pete's sake, that's all you've been doing since we got into this here stadium.
Yeah, now, look, first I got 2 free tickets from my daughter.
You got 2 free tickets, and you gave me 1.
Yeah, and they cost me nothing. But you owe me 14 for one.
Yeah, but the boss gave me 360 for that one.
Oh, no, 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 no. He gave you 360 for the one that cost you 20. That leaves 1640.
Yeah, but don't you see, you paid $20 for that one ticket, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I got 360 back, so that means 20 minus 360 plus 1640 minus, plus.
Riley, will you stop already? We'll figure out after the game. It's costing us a fortune to sit here, so at least let's watch. Look, I think they're starting the game.
Well, oh, yeah. Okay, let's watch. What's that, Gillis? What's happening?
And there goes the final gun, and the game is over.
It's a losing fight.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp, Alan Lipscott, and Dick Powell. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for more radiant hair free of unsightly dandruff, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Prell Shampoo.
Another run. My favorite nylons, too. How do some girls make their stockings last so long?
Wise girls know they're safe in snow. Yes, safe in wonderful ivory snow. Lovely nylons can stay lovely longer with Ivory Snow Care. Its ivory mildness helps safeguard stocking glamour, reduces stocking runs. And Ivory Snow is speedy, too. Gives instant suds even in cool water. It's the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated. There's no other soap like it. Ivory Snow Care is wonderful for all nice washables. Your hands will tell you why. Wash dishes with Ivory Snow as millions do. See how it pampers your hands. Then you'll know lovely washables can stay lovely longer with wonderful Ivory Snow. And this is Ken Niles reminding you to listen again next Friday when Procter & Gamble brings you a full hour of entertainment. First, Red Skelton, and then The Life of Riley. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Go, Joe, go!
Well, no NBC chimes on that particular broadcast, but that was The Life of Riley going back to 1948, and that's Nostalgia Radio time for this week. I'm Greg Van Beek, hoping you enjoyed our look at the summer songs, and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your comments about the program, any song selections you'd like to make, or old-time radio shows you like featured. Send them all to our email address, nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And as always, I love to have you be a part of our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. Find us on Facebook, you can join our group, or we have a page. We've actually got two pages on Facebook. And of course, on Twitter, you can tweet to us at NRT with GVB. And of course, if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, I always love to have you be a part of that group as well, Wisconsin Antique Radio Club. They have a lot of great information on old radios, where you can get them repaired, where you can find some, where you can find pictures of them. Anything you need to know is at warci.org, or find them on their Facebook group as well. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying, so long for now.